Thank you so much for holding, Gary. So I do see that your in-service date is supposed to be the 25th of October. We're not scheduling just yet, but we will definitely reach out when it's closer to that time to get you scheduled for your appointment.
Okay.
But otherwise, everything
So
looks good.
how does it work? It's like on, I still have like cables to my TV. Does it?
Yes. So essentially what will happen when we come for the install, we will do the installation. A few days prior to the install, we will get your house connected to our fiber network at the street. We call that like the drop cable, which is a cable that will connect you from your home to the fiber at the street. On the day of installation, which you don't need to be home for the pre-installation part outdoors, we handle that. But the day of your installation, once you're scheduled, you can expect the tech to come into the home and install the fiber cables, run it to the modem, wherever you would like it in the home. And from there, we would set up your router, your internet connection. And then once you're all set and ready to go, as the tech will verify that your network is working, then you are able to cancel with Spectrum.
Right, so it works the same way
Yes, essentially.
with a cable.
So
Is that right?
it's not going to be a coaxial cable. This is going to be a fiber cable. It's a very different kind of cable. The way that fiber works is that it emits the data through light pulses. So if you've seen like those little toys that a lot of kids used to get that kind of have like those fiber cables are kind of clear and there's
Yep.
the light that shines from the bottom, but then it becomes very brighter at the tips. That's kind of essentially the similar sense of what we work with.
So, like my older TVs, they're gonna work?
If they're smart TVs, then yes. If they aren't, you can always use a Roku stick or an Amazon stick, or you can get some other device that would make them smart. I have an Xbox for my non-smart TV because I'm able to download all of the games and apps on my Xbox and I can watch that way.
We have Roku boxes on every TV that's not smart.
Yeah, so then the Roku stick is what you would, or the Roku box is what you would use to access those apps.
So no more coaxial into the back of something.
Correct.
So it goes Wi-Fi to the Roku?
Yes, actually, it would.
That's how they work.
Yes.
Take some getting used to for me, but
Absolutely. Change
figure
can
it out.
be difficult at times, absolutely.
All right. So the way I'm set up for payments now.
Yes, did you set up the auto pay?
It says click here to suspend auto pay, but
Nope,
I won't.
then you are all set if you've already set up the auto pay information.
So it's going to my credit card right now. It says auto pay
Yes.
active 0735. That's the last four digits.
Okay, so if you have it set to the credit card, it would only give you a $5 discount. What you can do is you can go to the auto pay settings on the quick links on the right there if you're using a computer.
Yeah, I see it.
And you can change that to a checking account if you would like to get the full $10 discount.
All right, so $5 discount for automatic credit card,
Correct.
$10 discount, five more dollars for electronic check.
Exactly.
And that's what that would be, electronic check, right?
Yes.
But for now, I'm set.
For now, you're set.
I
If
could
you're
change it though.
comfortable, yeah, I would. If you want to save the extra $5, I would definitely change it to the checking account and do it through ACH. But otherwise, if you're comfortable with the way it is, then absolutely.
Had another question that was in my head. Oh, so how much is it? It was 79 something.
So normally
plus
the 1 gig
thing, that's all I want is the 1 gig.
Yeah, so the 1 gig normally is $79.99. With the auto pay with your debit card or credit card, it would bring it down to $74.99. But if you sign up for the auto pay with the checking account, then it would actually bring it down to
$69.99. And then I signed up for 1 booster.
Yes, so your first one is actually free with your plan. The technician will go over that with you as to whether or not you do need the extender. If you want an additional extender after that first free one, then at that point, it would be $8 a month. Okay. So $7.99. Also, all of the taxes and fees are included in the price, so you're not going to be paying a penny more than what you see. We
so
also don't charge
dollars more than what I see.
Yes. Yes. So on your bill, when you see your invoice, you're never going to have taxes or fees on top of what your bill is. And we don't charge for the equipment rental. So the equipment is completely included in your price as well.
Sounds like I'll get used to it for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I can completely understand that as well. I know with cable, sometimes they have those equipment rental fees and then they have those taxes and additional fees. We also don't have any cancellation fees. So if ever you feel that, you know, the service is not for you, or if you have to move and we don't service a new area, we don't have any cancellation fees. Also, the auto pay price, so the $10 discount, or if you're paying with the debit or credit card, those auto pay prices are actually valid for 2 years. And then after that, it would just go back up to the regular price. But again, no contracts. So we like to be as transparent as possible.
What's the regular price?
The $79.99 for the 1 gig at the moment. If the price were ever to change, of course, we would notify you.
Okay. You guys are located, your headquarters are Enterprise Drive?
Yes. So we are all local to Kingston, or at least the surrounding areas.
That's good. My shop is on Old Neighborhood Road.
Right. Oh, nice.
The
yeah, we...
Is that where you're at? Are you somewhere in some call center somewhere?
No. Our headquarters are at the Enterprise Drive location.
Nice.
So
that's good.
But we are a team of locals, so we definitely know the areas and, of course, the zip codes. That's kind of important. But, we like the community involvement. If you remember the Saugerties car show for the, Sawyer Motors car show, we were actually,
yeah,
we had a tent there and we were part of the sponsors there. So,
nice.
Yeah, so I was there. I was meeting people. I don't know. I can definitely find out if we'll be there, but I know that we were there for the Sawyer Motors, and we do partake in a lot of community events that are coming up. So,
all right. If you need any molding, we send molding.
Okay.
Molding right here.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I'll definitely let them know.
All right. Well, thanks for all that information.
Of course, Gary.
Whenever you call me up.
Yes, absolutely. We look forward to reaching out to you.
All right, cool.
Well, thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and we definitely look forward to setting up your appointment in the near future, and welcome to the family.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.